Good afternoon, Truth Wins team. Good to be with you. Oh, what's this?
What's this?
Oh, it might be Hollywood's peeking between us. What's this?
This is Hollywood?
But that's not... She's really not the topic of our subject today, but that is Miss Hollywood.
That's Miss Hollywood.
Making an appearance.
A
cameo. So we'll start off with prayer, and then we'll jump into our lesson.
Dear Holy Father, we thank you, Father, for this day of the day the Lord hath made, and it is good. We thank you, Father, that we give you credit for all the blessings of the Lord in our lives by the Holy Spirit that guides us and directs us in everything we do. The Holy Spirit is the focal point of our life, of this production. And we thank you, Father, that you are the Holy Spirit. You are the blessing of the Lord. You are all our needs met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, that the love of God is spread abroad in our heart and the Holy Spirit guides us and directs us throughout all our lives. We ask this thou in the name of Jesus, the name above all names.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's kind of interesting when we look at the Bible. If you ask people, everybody knows God the Father, and God the Father, they would say, did this and did that. But a lot of the things that really possibly are done by the Holy Spirit and not necessarily it's part of the Godhead. So we're going to go and take a deep dive into how the Holy Spirit, when he appeared in the Bible, learn a bit about him. And he is our comforter. Probably his highlight of his time is in the New Testament, but he also was very prevalent in the Old Testament. So we'll do a little quiz for you. And then we're going to give you a quick answer because we don't want to make you have to wait too long. Where do you think the Holy Spirit popped in? Would it be at the very beginning in Genesis? Maybe down in Psalm somewhere?
Well, he was there when everything was created.
Let's see what he did.
It says in Genesis 1:2, and the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Right, so right there at the very beginning, the Spirit that it's referring to is your favorite word.
The Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh?
Yeah, Ruach HaKodesh. Well, if you go back, if you go into the Strong's Concordance, you will see that it is the Ruach. So that's how we know, because we know in John it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that refers to Jesus. And we know the Father spoke, but that's giving us the position of the Holy Spirit in creation. He was like the wind. It's always the Holy Spirit is the wind that is present and makes things happen.
The wind.
Happen.
Do you know that my last name is Keith, and that means a windy place in Gaelic? It's written in Gaelic, C-E-I-T-E-A-C-H, a windy place.
Right, so we say...
I always think of the Holy Spirit as a part of my name, Keith.
Yeah, so that's pretty
which
neat.
Which is Keitha in Gaelic.
So we'll go on to the next scripture.
It says in Exodus 35:30-32, and Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord hath called by name Bezaleel, the son of Ur, and the son of Hur, and the tribe of Judah. And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and in understanding, in knowledge, in all matter of worship, workmanship, and to devise curious works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass. We learn about the first spirit-filled man in the Bible in Exodus 35:31, Bezaleel, who God filled with his spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, understanding, wisdom, and workmanship to work with his hands for God. This is the same Ruach, Spirit of God, who hovered over the chaos of creation in Genesis 1-2 and moved upon the face of the waters and brought to manifest the creation word of God.
Yeah, the creative word of God. So that's pretty exciting. So we do see the Holy Spirit is really present. He's the one who gives us wisdom and knowledge. And he gives us wisdom and knowledge so we can do the work of God. And not always is it just being a preacher, because we're noticing here the first man was actually a construction guy.
He was a contractor.
Yeah, so it's pretty...
Well, a contractor for God.
Well, and it's pretty neat that you know that Jesus was a carpenter, so God obviously
he was a
creation of buildings.
Well, you know, they always try to depict him as some guy making furniture. I don't believe that was the case. He might have made some furniture. I'm sure he did. But what I'm saying is all carpenters probably make some furniture. They might make some shelves and some tables and some chairs with their skills of labor. But I believe that his father, Joseph, was a contractor building buildings for the Roman government. And I've had people say that that was the case.
Right, so we'll go on to our next scripture.
And the Holy Spirit is directly referred to 26 times in the Old Testament. God's Spirit is mentioned once in Exodus, Numbers, 2 Samuel, Job, Joel, and Zechariah. And twice in Genesis, Nehemiah, three times in Judges and Samuel, four times in Psalms, and six times in Isaiah.
Right, so we're seeing definitely the Holy Spirit is part of, it's a thread that's going through the fabric
right.
of the Bible. Just as Jesus is,
it's
and
God's,
the Father.
It's God's Spirit.
Right, going through. But then I think really the time that really is probably key more is we're going to go to what happens, like so all the prophets, because really without the Holy Spirit, the prophets wouldn't have known the future. So it is the Holy Spirit that gave the great purpose, like Isaiah and Daniel. And
everything in the Bible.
Everything came from the Holy Spirit.
Came from the Holy Spirit. Rock HaKadosh.
Right. So let's see how he impacted the New Testament. He did it pretty... He was in the beginning in the Old Testament. Well, let's
right.
see
yeah.
What,
he made a major deal in the New Testament.
Yeah. Let's see what he did.
And in Luke 1, 34 through 35. Then said Mary to the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know no man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God."
Right.
So, Jesus the Messiah.
Right. So, whoa, what did he do to begin with? He was the creator of the Messiah along with Mary.
It's well, he was the Messiah. God is the Messiah.
Yeah, but he overshadowed her and he brought the Messiah here. So
he gave her the seed for Jesus to be born, because the man gives the seed. And she was the matrix for that.
Right. So we're seeing
and
that
all her family were, or other children were, the father was
Joseph,
but his father was the Holy Spirit, the father of the El Shaddai.
Right.
The El Elyon.
Well, let's see
the
Elohim.
The Triumph Father.
Well, so let's see what else he did.
It said in Luke 2:25, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him."
Right, so here we're seeing the Holy Ghost is just upon a normal senior citizen,
a child of God,
right? That
in the future, you might say,
right? And he gives him wisdom and knowledge to wait at the temple. the Messiah's coming. Wait here. You'll get to see him.
Yeah, Simeon was doing Matthew 6:33, seeking first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Right. So this is showing you really who the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit at the very first time it's recorded that he interacted with a human, it was just a man that was a carpenter. And here right. he's just interacting with a senior citizen at the temple waiting for the Messiah.
Well, so he interacted with other people.
Right. Well, he interacted with the prophets, but what it is he will interact with anybody.
Right.
I'm trying to point out whether you're the king
and he was,
or you're the very...
He wasn't just chosen. He was a man that was choosing God, and God chose him because he was choosing God.
Right. So let's see what else he did.
In Luke 3:21-22. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven, which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased.
Right, so that's another time the Holy Spirit was really key. He kind of announced Jesus' ministry was beginning. Like here.
She's like, trying to get in the scene here.
She I don't know, she's one of those
days.
Paw
there.
Right, it's just one of those days. It's the day for Miss Hollywood to be walking around. Well, we'll try one more scripture and see what happens.
And we'll get her done.
Acts
2.
This is a long one.
1-13. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. There were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noticed abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speaking in their own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, we are not all of these which speak Galileans, and how hear we every man in our own tongue, there wherein we were born. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Or what's this?
What's this? So the what's this is the Holy Spirit, but probably we left to the end. There's been a little choppy of a lesson, but the point is that the Holy Spirit is directing everyone. So I will say the Holy Spirit's directing us now. We're going to tell a story about how we used the Holy Spirit this last week. What happened was we are going to school to get our doctorate, and we were discussing doctors. So my son-in-law said, if you're on an airplane and something happens and they yell for a doctor, he said to me, are you going to get up? And I went, well, no, they're wanting like a medical doctor, an MD. And so I let that go. And the next morning I woke up, which lots of times God talks and he goes, well, why wouldn't you get up? And I'm going, well, you know, they wanted a medical doctor. And he goes, well, if you got up and prayed for them, then they would be well. You could
because
not.
Because the word says.
Lay hands on the sick.
On the sick and they shall recover. Right. Didn't say it might recover, or if God feels like it today, they'll recover.
Or you can
it
just
says
pray.
They will recover.
Right, but you don't even have to necessarily lay hands on them. You can. But if, like, say I'm here and they're in New York, you can just pray. God has no problem with time or travel to cause a healing. So I said, oh, well, yes, I should get up. It's not like you'd stop the doctor from doing whatever they might think is necessary, but God's the best doctor, no side effects. So I kind of put that in my mind.
And then you can tell, knows what to do in the situation.
Well, and so you can tell what the Holy Spirit told you to do during that week.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know. For some reason, I have this really draw on Isaiah 53:4-5. And you know what that is, I would hope. It was at the end of that, it says, and by his stripes you were healed. You mean you're wounded for his transgressions, our transgressions. Jesus was bruised for our iniquities, and chastisement our peace is upon him. By his stripes we are healed. So I wrote that in a little block, and I texted it to our pastor, which I never do. I never interact with him. I mean, I've said hi, and you don't say much to him, and he doesn't say much to you either, but... You know,
he knows
me by name. That's good. So anyway, I send that to him and he gave me a heart. You know, he liked that. Well, then what happened was we never go to the second service, but that week we went to
last weekend.
We went to the second service, which was,
different
group of people go to that.
We haven't probably gone to it for 5 years.
Yeah, probably. And my granddaughter was wanting to go to the second service.
Because she wanted to have more time to walk her dogs
and said, can we go to a later service? And her parents were gone. So we were,
watching her. So,
anyway, all of a sudden the preacher, he's in his...
He's preaching the sermon.
And probably about 3/4 of the way through the sermon, he's standing there and somebody jumps up and says, call 911 now!
And so...
So this guy, I guess, apparently falls over.
Right.
Like dead.
Just unconscious.
And they're all freaking.
Well, people are doing stuff. And then...
Galen had a premonition.
I reach over to my granddaughter and say, we need to pray. That's what you need to do is pray.
So you pray.
So...
And she was praying in the tongues.
Yes, and my granddaughter was
praying.
And
my granddaughter speaks in tongues. So
we were praying silently.
And then I come in because I went out to the restroom. And then she asked me, and I go, what's happening?
But
and
we
she
didn't
goes,
talk.
Pray.
We were just praying.
So we all hold hands.
And then the pastor, I guess someone probably called 911.
Although it was interesting,
I was holding my phone because your Bible's in your phone and you can be looking at stuff. And when the person yelled 911, I thought, I'm holding my phone. I can do that right away. And God goes, pray. That was my 911 call. Pray. Well, then the pastor, because the ambulance is coming, the pastor says, everybody pray. So we had corporate prayer in church.
Corporate prayer.
Which is really kind
of
cool.
Which is very powerful.
Right.
It says 1, 1,000, 2,000, 10,000. So
right.
We had about 250 people there at least.
All praying.
All praying the prayer of faith that this man would be...
Wake up fine.
Be fine.
Healed by the stripes
Well,
of
the
Jesus.
Paramedics show up and they're going, why'd you call us?
No, he woke up.
Basically, he woke up.
His vital signs were perfect. He knew who he was. There was no problem. But they go, well, we should take you because you passed out in your
emergency room and see what's the deal.
So
they said, fine.
Yeah, and I think that's probably wisdom. You should.
But the man was healed by the prayers of the righteous.
Right, and then what we have to do is we have to know that it's done and not let it slip away. Because
once you pray the prayer of faith,
you have to hold on to it.
And then from then on, you give God the glory, the thanksgiving,
right.
The praise for the blessing of the Lord.
And so
we don't re-pray the same thing over and over and over and over.
Once you
prayed the prayer of faith, you're in faith. If it's unbelief when you start praying the same thing over and over and over because you didn't believe what you said the first time.
Right. So it's kind of, that's it. Hold on to your prayer. Once you have it, don't let go of it. But why we're telling you this is really I'm telling you, for you to have the knowledge. So if you are somewhere and someone has an issue and they say, is there a doctor? You may not be a medical doctor, but you can be a prayer warrior and you can change the whole
circumstance. You can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Right. So
glory to God, for his mercy endureth forever.
And going back
God's not a liar.
What's this?
You listen to the Holy Spirit. He'll direct your path and what you need to do for the situation.
Right.
If there may be two or three of you guys. The Holy Spirit says, get up and pray. Or just pray where you're sitting.
Right, to not add to the commotion, be in the way. But that's what's this? Well, this is a message from the Holy Spirit. It could be any number of things. The Holy Spirit could tell you, give some money to someone, because he knows. It's kind of like, it's really neat. We may teach on it down the road about time, but like the Holy Spirit knows the time, because God is able to move around in time and change things.
Because everybody thinks in Chronos time.
Right, but God.
But we think in.
Well, really, physical time versus spiritual time was probably an easier way to say it. And
how do you say the other time?
Kairos and Chronos. But
Kairos. Kairos is the time of the anointing, or the spiritual time, or the quantum time.
Right, and so that's how.
So it's Kairos.
The Holy Spirit knew that Jesus was going to come, so he told it to the prophets. Well, he can tell you what's to come. He'll give you, like, messages, send this to someone so it's on their mind so they'll have it. Or you could have your son-in-law say to you, well, if someone
Or
falls,
Jesus's mother said
but
to Jesus, said, we're running out of wine at your family's wedding, and we need some, and the Chronos, and Jesus said, the Chronos time, it's not my time yet, not my Chronos time yet.
Physical
time is not yet, but
the spiritual time.
But
she pulled her
mom said
with her faith,
do it anyway, basically calling into the Kairos time, which is
her faith,
the
time,
moment
the
of time,
time.
The spiritual time. And Jesus did what he did. You read the scripture, and he made water into wine. That was the first miracle Jesus did on earth.
Right. So time is here, but
and we want to live in our Kairos time.
Our spiritual time. We want to listen to the Holy Spirit. When he says jump, you jump. When he says sit, you sit.
Yeah, that's why you have the voice of the Holy Spirit, not in your brain, but in your spirit, giving you clues, actions to make.
Right. The other story I love, because I got this from the group I'm in. I love it. The lady's clock fell off the wall and it stopped ticking, and so she picked it up and moved it around and took the battery out, and it really was not moving. And she felt like God said, pray for your clock. So she prayed for her clock, and she heard three ticks, and then it kind of stopped again. So she fooled around again, and it's like she had the feeling, pray for your clock. And then I believe it started ticking, but then God said to her,
pray for time.
Like, pray your time.
Pray for your Kairos. Kairos time.
Right.
It's really what she was saying, right?
Right. Well, it's really the thief comes but
to steal, kill, and destroy.
And what is
Jesus said? He came to give us life and give it more abundantly.
Right.
In other words, the peace of God, the shalom.
So he's trying to steal your time. So
all our needs are met according to his riches and glory.
No, but so if you're feeling you don't have enough time to do everything, maybe pray about time. Pray God will give you wisdom how to use your time.
Yeah,
because
you're
God's
not
time.
Limited in the Kairos time.
Kairos time.
Kairos
anyway,
time.
But so
you're not limited in the Kairos time, because God lives in the Kairos
so
time.
So does the Holy Spirit, which is who
the Holy Spirit,
which is who we're really teaching about, and He is instrumental for us today. He's our comforter.
He's our advocate. Our lawyer.
He's our intercessor.
He's our intercessor.
All those
and
things.
We know it says in Scripture that Jesus' Spirit is the Holy Spirit. Because he is God.
You did never find that scripture, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did? What is it?
Well, I don't know it right now.
I know it's a quiz.
Well, it does say it.
I
know he said it.
Well, that's your homework.
He said that scripture.
Oh,
I said my
tell.
Spirit said that, that.
Holly's coming in. She
wants to be in.
Holly said, I'm going to be in the thing. Well, I don't know if I can move over there.
She is.
She said, yeah, she likes the Holy Spirit.
She's a Holy Spirit dog.
She goes and prays every day. We walk and I pray. for all different kinds of things, because we have it. God is the intercessor, the Holy Spirit, and teaches us. So we say
she's a camera hog here.
Yeah, we say today is probably kind of a busier day because it's our 52nd wedding anniversary this weekend.
Yeah, two days from now.
Yeah, well, no, it's a little bit more than
it's 3rd of September.
Yeah, so we're kind of already in celebration mode.
The 3rd of September?
September's a day to remember. That song better.
What's the
I don't know, on and on.
It's by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, I like that. September, day to remember.
The day to remember.
I like that. So anyway.
I do too.
So we are going to say goodbye. We're having a great Labor Day weekend. We know you will go out, be with family, be with friends, be with whomever, and celebrate and have, I guess, a nice barbecue and fun and enjoy the end of summer and the beginning of fall.
There it is. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Remember, like and subscribe. Tell more people about it.
Our cup runneth over.
Cup runneth over, and have a great day.